It's the 18th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council has issued a reminder about the upcoming emergency alert system test to take place on all UK mobile phones. The EAS is a service of the government to warn people of dangerous circumstances like extreme weather events, fires or flooding. The test is due to take place on the 23rd of April at 3 p.m. Mobile phone users can expect to either feel a vibration or hear the loud sound of a siren, even in silent mode, for about 10 seconds. A voice might also read out a warning. Individuals who do not wish to receive the notification for mental health or other reasons will need to consult their phone's user manual to switch off emergency alerts. An 18-year-old male led six Beds police officers on a 10-minute chase after being spotted in Merchant Place at Riverside in Bedford with a knife. When police arrived, the youth fled on his bike but was later apprehended and arrested on weapon and drug charges. The town of Flitwick, following the closure of its post office, has now lost its local Barclays Bank branch. The post office, previously located inside the Martins Plus on the High Street, closed its counters at the end of last year, while the bank nearby ended its run last Friday at noon. Local residents and businesses who relied on both the postal and banking services have voiced their concerns and now may have to travel to Bedford or Ampthill. This upcoming weekend, Silsoe's Rest Park will host the English Heritage St George's Day celebration. The event will be comprised of history-driven, family-friendly entertainment, including knights, falcons, pageantry and jesters. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.